Motion, Mr. Ouellette, second. Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Ouellette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Now back into regular session. Mr. Robertson, any possible action on executive session items?
No possible action on any executive session items.
Okay. Then we're going to move down into public hearings. We're going to fire one attorney and hire another one.
Wow. I'm still here, you know.
I'll second that motion.
Good luck the rest of the way, gentlemen.
Don't forget to clock out.
We should explain that, maybe.
Well, I don't think we're going on. Yeah. We didn't fire anybody. We're just changing attorneys here. That's all.
Vulnerable.
Different function. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr.
We're now into public hearings. Go ahead.
All right. These are the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings. Because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. I will announce each application. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state their reasons for opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to ask questions of persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to ask questions of the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, or beeper or other telephonic device with you, please take time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, the board may approve it, deny it, or defer it to take to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise.
Gentlemen, this is an ordinance for conditional use number 2022, the Home of the Brave Foundation Incorporated. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a nonprofit boarding home for female veterans to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5 acres, more or less. Property is located northwest of Sharps Road, Road 200, 0.6 mile northeast of Coastal Highway, Route 1, with a 911 address of 6632 Sharps Road, Milford, with a tax map ID of District 330, Map 12, Parcel 11.01. Late last week in your packet, you received a copy of the Planning and Zoning Commission's report for the public hearings today. The public hearings with the commission were held on July 30th, 2015. The process of this application, we did receive an exhibit booklet, which you all have before you, a copy of that exhibit booklet. We received comments from DLDOT, the Department of Transportation, the Sussex Conservation District, the County Engineering Department. We received letters of support from David Moore, commander of the Walter L. Fox Post No. 2 of the American Legion, Mark Kirby, executive director of the Delaware Commission of Veterans Affairs, Olin Davis of Davis Smith Accounting Associates, PA, and Deborah Smith, all voicing support for the proposed female facility. Yeah. In the public hearing process, James Fuquay was present on behalf of the applicants with several foundation board members and Michael Cotton of Cotton Engineering LLC and gave testimony and presentation on behalf of the application. Al Weir, a commissioner for Veterans Affairs, was present and stated that the Commission of Veterans Affairs would support the application. By a show of hands, there were 31 parties present in support of the application in chambers at that time. There were no parties present in opposition. On July 30, 2015, there was a motion and second carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration. On August 13 of 2015, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2022 for the Home of the Brave Foundation Incorporated for a nonprofit boarding home for veteran females based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is proposing a traditional housing facility to provide housing, food, transportation, employment, and counseling assistance to female veterans of the United States Armed Forces. The housing will be on a temporary or a transitional basis until the veterans can find more permanent housing. The use is of a public or semi-public character in that it provides a service to veterans of the United States Armed Forces residing in Kent and Sussex counties. This is an important service to these veterans. The application for a site that has been utilized for approximately 19 years for similar housing purposes. The female veteran housing will be an expansion on the same site, but in two separate housing structures. The site is surrounded by agriculture uses. The use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or the use that occur on neighboring properties. The site will have little or no impact upon traffic or area roadways. The application received support from the Walter L. Fox Post Number 2 of the American Legion and the Executive Director of the Delaware Commission of Veterans Affairs. There was unanimous support in the council chambers for the application. No parties appeared in opposition, and thereby this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the female housing shall be in two separate buildings as identified on the preliminary site plan. B, as proposed by the applicants, the housing will be on a temporary or transitional basis. There shall not be any permanent residency on the site except as may be necessary for support staff. C, as a result of this approval, the maximum number of residents at the facility shall be 31 veterans, including both male and female veterans. D, that use shall comply with all Sussex County parking requirements. The site shall comply with all requirements of the Sussex Conservation District. The site shall comply with all requirements of the Delaware Department of Transportation. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with those conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-0. Just to clarify, under C, which was the reference under the conditions, which states as a result of this approval, the maximum number of residents at the facility shall be 31 veterans, including both male and female veterans. There isn't reference to the existing facility is all for male veterans, and this would allow for an expansion on that site to allow for two additional structures for the purpose of the housing for the female veterans. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. President, I believe we have Mr. Fuquay here for the applicant.
Oh, yes, with his phone board, okay.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, Mrs. Deaver, gentlemen. For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I do represent the applicant, the Home of the Brave Foundation, Inc. With me is Jessica Finnan, who's the executive director of the board. As Lawrence stated, there was an exhibit packet that was submitted that I'll be referring to in my presentation. And I'd also just like to note for the record, because this is very rare for me, there are people seated behind me in red shirts that are not here in opposition to what I'm about to say, but in fact are here in support of what I'm about to say.
Let the record be known.
This is a conditional use application for a transitional housing facility for female veterans located on Sharps Road, just east of Route 1 and southeast of Milford. What I intend to do in my presentation is to explain the purpose of the foundation, a little bit of the history of the foundation, and then the specific conditional use application for you and why it complies with the zoning code. The purpose of the foundation is to reduce homelessness among our military veterans by providing transitional housing for male and female veterans of all military services, as well as providing a food and a secure environment to assist the veterans in transitioning into permanent housing and personal independence. The Home of the Brave facilities are not shelters or emergency housing, but actually transitional housing, again, to enable the vet to regain self-sufficiency. In addition to the basics of food and shelter, the facility provides employment assistance, counseling services, transportation, access to health care, and assistance in locating affordable housing. In order to qualify as a resident at the facility, the applicant must have been honorably discharged from their branch of the service. They must meet the HUD definition of homeless, meaning that you are literally homeless or you are going to be homeless within 14 days. The applicant must be open to personal treatment plan, again, to help them transition out of homelessness, and they must be agreeable and capable of living in a community environment and performing personal maintenance, cooking, and chores in the home. Admission to the facility is based on the availability of space, the need, and the personal motivation of the applicant. All residents are initially admitted to the home for a 30-day probationary period. The length of stay at the home is determined on an individual basis. The goal is to have an average length of stay of approximately 6 to 9 months. More information about the Home of the Brave is in Exhibit A of the exhibit packet that was given out. Now, veterans who do become residents agree to follow the Home of the Brave rules, and they actually sign an acknowledgement that they have read, understand, and will adhere to those rules. The rules are very comprehensive. Rather than reading them, I'll just again refer to the exhibit booklet, and they are Exhibit D in that packet. I will mention that the Home of the Brave operates as a drug and alcohol-free environment. Alcohol and drugs are prohibited. All residents are subject to random testing for those substances. No weapons are permitted on the premises, and all residents are subject to set curfew hours. residents are also responsible for complying with the rules regarding individual case management, visitors, general behavior, personal hygiene, cleaning, and meals and chores. Violation of the rules can result in eviction, and as I said, they're Exhibit D of the packet. As far as the history of the Home of the Brave, the organization was created by 8 Vietnam veterans in 1992 who were concerned over the increasing number of veterans becoming homeless. In 1994, the first Home of the Brave male facility was opened with 4 beds. In 1996, the current male facility with 15 beds was opened on the same property that's before you today, and that facility has operated successfully on that site for the past 19 years. You may have never seen that facility, but I'm sure you have seen the Home of the Brave sign on Route 1 at Sharps Road when you're going north from up Route 1. Now, while the Sharps Road facility was providing its services to the male veterans, it was apparent to the foundation that the same type of facility and services were needed for female veterans. Now, the statistics are difficult to collect, but it is estimated that on any given night in the United States, there are 67,000 homeless veterans, and women veterans make up about 5% of that total. So on any night, there are about 585 homeless veterans in Delaware, and about 29 of them are women vets and their children, and that's right here in Delaware. Now, I know that we all agree that that's a totally unacceptable situation. In 2012, the foundation began a search for a home to use for the female vets. A site was found on Griffith Lake Road near Milford. The foundation applied for, at that time, a special use exception with the board. Unfortunately, that application was opposed by many people who lived in that community, who, despite supporting the concept of the foundation, objected to the facility as being in conflict with the single-family nature of their neighborhood. The board actually approved that, but they conditioned it to 2 years and limited the number of residents, and those conditions made it impossible to proceed at that site. The foundation looked for and found another location. This was on Causey Avenue in Milford. That site had already been used for a similar purpose by God's Way to Recovery, and the foundation leased that site for a women's facility. They have been operating at that location since March of 2014. However, that building is an old Victorian home, and as in the case with many old houses, there is no air conditioning. There's no modern insulation, resulting in very serious heating bills. Considerable maintenance is required, and because with the women's facility, there will be children of the veteran who also reside there, there is concern regarding lead-based paint and asbestos in the facility. As a result, the foundation has decided to pursue construction of a new facility at the Sharps Road property. And again, this is the same property where the men's facility is currently located. If you look at Exhibit C of the packet I gave you, there's two Google maps there. The first is a photo showing the site, which, as you can see, is a rectangular parcel surrounded by farmland. Again, it's located just east of Route 1, southeast of Milford. The second photo shows the existing men's facility on the site, and Exhibit B is the site plan of the entire site, showing both the existing men's facility and the proposed women's facility. The site contains 5 acres. It's approximately 196 feet wide by 1,115 feet deep. The men's facility is located to the rear of the property in the old existing house. There's also a barn and several sheds on the property. The men's facility has 5 residential units with a maximum occupancy of 15 veterans. Again, occupancy is subject to the rules that I previously mentioned, and there is supervision on the site 24 hours per day. The existing facility has an on-site septic system and wells for water, and again, there will be new septic systems and a well provided for the women's facility. What's being proposed is actually two-story, four-bedroom homes. Phase one would be one of the buildings. Phase two would proceed later or in the future, and that would be dependent on the need and the availability of financing. Each of the proposed female vet homes would be limited to 8 people, and that would be consisting of the veteran and their children. The rules I referred to previously would also apply to these residents, and again, there also would be 24-hour supervision. Del Dot has indicated that the new proposed use does not result in any change of the current use, and there will be no impact as far as the traffic generation. There is no accident history at this location. The entrance is appropriate, and Del Dot requires no further review of the application. The location of the women's facility at this site would allow the foundation to consolidate all of their operations at one location for greater efficiency. For example, the main office will now be located on this site where both the men's and the women's facilities are located. The foundation has an 11-passenger van that they use for transporting the vets. And again, that would be located at this site, and they won't need to be shuffling between two separate locations. Now, I think it's obvious that the foundation is an excellent service organization, and it provides housing assistance to vets facing difficult times. And I'm sure there's no question in anybody's mind that this type of facility, there's not only a need for it, but there's certainly an obligation on the part of all of us to offer help to vets who have provided service and sacrifice to the country, but are facing some difficulties. However, that being said, as I've said to you many times in the past, no decision is a popularity contest, and no decision is an emotional decision. This is a land use decision. And it is required to be reviewed under the applicable land use regulations. So, for the record, under the county comp plan, this site is in a low-density area. However, in the low-density area, the land is generally zoned AR1, And under the zoning code, with on-site septic systems, single-family use lots are permitted to be developed with a three-quarter acre size. So on this five-acre site, it could potentially be developed as five or six single-family dwelling lots, which would result in approximately the same number of residents as is being proposed by the application. As I said, the land is zoned AR1. The general use and purpose of AR1 land is agricultural use and low-density residential use. The zoning district also permits, as a conditional use, residential uses that are consistent with the purpose of the conditional use section of the code, and that purpose, of course, is to provide for certain uses which are not well adjusted to general locations, and conditional uses are generally considered to be of a public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience. And I would submit that a transitional home for female vets and their children who are facing difficulty in homelessness is of a public character and is not only essential and desirable for the general welfare, but I think it's also a responsibility that is owed by everyone in Sussex County to those folks. As I mentioned before, as far as this location, when the foundation attempted to locate the facility in a residential neighborhood, those area residents, while supporting the concept, did object to its location in their community because of the impacts related to traffic, property values, and their concerns over strangers in their neighborhood. This location on Sharps Road is basically surrounded by agricultural land, so the use will have a little, if any, impact on nearby properties. And in addition, this site is currently, and has been for 19 years, the location of the companion male vet facility. So the proposed use today is identical to the use that already exists on the site. In summary, from a land use point of view, the site is not only appropriate, but in my opinion, is probably the most appropriate site for this use in Sussex County because of the existing male facility. As Lawrence stated, the Planning and Zoning Commission did recommend approval of the application, subject to seven conditions, and those conditions are all acceptable to the foundation. And that will conclude my presentation, subject to any questions you may have of myself or the executive director.
Mr. Fouquet, I would assume that we all are going to expect that the property will be taken care of quite well. It's already in use. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
This is just the site plan. There's mm-hmm. a map of this in the booklet you have there. But
right.
it's a long, long piece of property. The men's facility is located right here.
Right.
There are several outbuildings. Uh-huh. The two new buildings will be located right here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's a existing entrance drive that comes down here, parking around that building.
Right.
There will be parking here in front. Again, the foundation maintains and takes care of the whole property.
Good.
If you've been there, I think you'd see that it's a very attractive property and well maintained.
More questions?
Yeah.
Counselor?
I think Mr. Wilson.
Wilson, you have any questions?
Well, I just wrote down, it's odd here we're changing it from male to female, and we're here to a hearing.
Excuse me?
I don't need to say any more. I guess I said enough. I said, it's just odd. Here we are most really changing from a male to female, and we're here to a hearing.
Well, no, the male facility will remain exactly as it is now. This will be an additional use, and that's why we had to come in for a conditional use.
I knew. I was just thought. Well, without any question, it will be vets that's going to be in this. Will be military women. That's
absolutely. That's the primary requirement. Honorably discharged from service.
I just want to emphasize on
yes.
that.
Yes. More questions to council?
No. Thank you.
Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in favor of the application?
Anyone here? Thanks for a showing of hands.
Or if there's a showing of hands of anyone who is in favor of the application. Okay, keep them up.
No. Oh, okay. Sorry. Misunderstood you.
I thought you said come up.
I'm counting 13. Hopefully I got everybody.
13.
That's pretty close.
You do have somebody that...
And did you want to speak, ma'am?
If I may, just...
Certainly.
You got two more additional hands back there, just for the record.
Okay. Oh, 15 then, sorry.
Yeah, that's better than 13.
Keys, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Brigadier General Ruth Irwin, retired Delaware Army National Guard. I'm a veteran, female veteran, since I'm not sure you know any. I became aware of a Home of the Brave when I was in Afghanistan. They were going to start, I actually met a person who was going to start a women's veterans program. That did not actually work out, but as a result of meeting them, I became aware of the desire to start a female veterans transition home here. And when I returned, and I retired from the Guard, I decided this was an activity that I wanted to support. As a female veteran, we're sort of underserved to a certain degree in the military. And that certainly carries over into the civilian world, too. So there's very few female veterans facilities anywhere. So it is really important, and we're being very progressive moving forward in this area. So I'd really encourage you to take this under consideration, recognize we're not harming the male veterans. They continue to have the facility, and they are certainly the majority. That was always a point of discussion on the board, that we did not want to do anything that would draw down our ability to support our male veterans. But we recognized the need, particularly through the last 2 years, you could say it served as a pilot program, that we have female veterans with children that, in fact, have been at our facility and need our assistance. They tend to transition quicker than the men. A lot of their problems are financial. And so we get them up and on their feet and out on their own so they can become independent, contributing members of society, just as they once were when they served their country. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, General. Appreciate it.
Is there anyone else here who wishes to speak in favor of the application?
Not that high.
Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in opposition to the application? I'll ask again, is anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to the application? Hearing none. Mr. President, the public hearing may now be closed, and at the pleasure of council, the record may be closed as well.
Yeah. We'll close the public hearing.
Yes.
And it's okay with council to close the public record?
Yeah.
I ask Mr. Sharp to read the short title.
Certainly. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a nonprofit boarding home for female veterans to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5 acres more or less, together with reasons 1 through 7 and conditions 8A through G as set forth in the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendations.
Pleasure, Council. Mr. Wilson makes a motion.
Second.
Mr. Cole seconds to approve conditional use number 2022. Any questions on the motion?
Question.
Is that we'll with take conditions? The vote, Mrs. I'm sorry.
That with conditions?
With conditions.
Yes, yes.
I
vote for that, and with the conditions and for the reasons given by planning and zoning. It's already in use. Certainly looks like an attractive place. I think it's appropriate for that area.
Cole.
Yes, I'll vote yes with the conditions.
Mr. Arlett.
Certainly. I mean, obviously, the organization, Home of the Brave Foundation, you know, as a veteran, I know Councilman Cole, Councilman Vincent also are all veterans, big military family I come from, and there's nothing more, I believe, honorable than to make sure that we help those that have given, prepared to give of it all to serve this country and to defend this country. So we don't want anybody to be homeless, let alone a veteran, and let alone those children. And so I commend you for stepping up and providing a service, a real need, and I'm grateful for that, so I would be honored to say yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I've also been to the area. I know the area very well, and we want to build. I'm also a veteran, so I'm very much in favor of this program you're trying to start. In favor of the motion, yes.
I also agree with planning and zoning's recommendations and their conditions as placed. It's a great thing you're doing. Wish you well, and I'm very happy to vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
And love to come to a tour for a tour
but,
one day.
But I didn't make general, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Private. Yeah. We made KP, then we say.
That's
spec,
right.
Spec 4.
Sharp next.
The next one is conditional use number 2023. Filed on behalf of Frank Miranda, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a veterinarian office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.52 acres more or less.
Mr. President, at this point in time, I am going to recuse myself from this applicant, from this decision, as he is actually my business landlord. Okay. I think it is very appropriate that I do recuse myself, which means I will physically leave this facility.
Yeah, you might not want to approve it.
The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on July 30, 2015. Process of the public hearing, we did hear comments from DelDOT, Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department. Frank Randa was present with Joseph Baker, the property owner, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2023 for Frank Miranda for a veterinarian's office based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following purposes. The property is currently used as a home with a commercial kennel. The proposed use as a veterinarian office is an expansion of the existing use and similar to the existing use. The kennel is a special use exception that has been in existence for approximately 25 years. This is an appropriate location for this use. The property is surrounded by other lands used for farming. The use will not have any impact on these nearby and adjacent properties. The use of the veterinarian office is consistent with the underlying AR1 agriculture residential zoning of the property. DelDOT has no objection to this use, and it will not adversely affect nearby roadways. The use will provide a service to residents, guests, and their pets in this area of Sussex County. It is of a public use which satisfies the purpose of a conditional use under the zoning code. No parties appeared in opposition to this application, and to apply this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The use shall be a veterinarian office in addition to the existing kennel operations. Retail sales ancillary to the veterinarian's office shall be permitted. B, the applicant shall comply with any DelDOT entrance requirements associated with the veterinarian office. C, the applicant shall utilize the existing sign for this use. No additional signage shall be permitted. D, the parking shall comply with Sussex County parking requirements for the uses as a kennel and veterinarian office. The parking spaces shall be clearly marked on the site. E, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that they do not shine on neighboring or adjacent roadways or properties. F, all dumpsters associated with the use shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. And G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion did carry 5-0. To date, I've received no additional comments or from any agency or individual to date on this application.
Mr. Lang.
Yes.
Look at this layout here you just gave us.
Right. You brought it.
Mm-hmm. It looked like the, I'm not sure which direction, north, south, or whatever, but on the top of this property is land owned by the county?
Yes, there is.
What's it used for?
It's spray irrigation site, I believe. Mr. Miranda can clarify that in the record.
And the driveway is?
It was acknowledged in the record that the driveway does encroach onto this county property and has for many years, okay, probably before the county got the property.
Okay.
And I think Mr. Miranda can clarify that also.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Okay. Yeah. And Mr. Miranda, is anyone here for the applicant?
Good evening, ladies, or afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Frank Miranda, and I'm looking to purchase the Heavenly Hound Hotel, which is located on Route 54 between Selbyville and Fenwick Island, Delaware. And as Lawrence has mentioned, the Heavenly Hound Hotel has been in operation for more than 25 years and has been operated by the same owners for that entire 25 years, Jody and Janice Baker, and to my left here is Jody Baker. On July 30th, I appeared before the Planning and Zoning Commission seeking approval for a conditional use of this property in order to add veterinarian services, a clinic, and related services, thereby enhancing the existing kennel business. There were no objections at that meeting, and we received unanimous support from the Planning and Zoning Board. The clinic would consist of normal veterinarian services, i.e. boarding animals, and predominantly dogs and some cats, to salve related items like flea and tick powder, heartworm preventative medication, and prescription diet pet foods. And as with any medical facility, there is a small amount of related controlled substances that are kept on premises that are required to be kept under secure lock and key. And we certainly would adhere to that requirement. And the current property sits on 2.5 acres and only has one residential neighbor within a quarter mile in any direction. The area is all around the Heavenly Hound Hotel site is almost 100% farmland. The current pet hotel is operated without any complaints for 25 years. DelDOT has had no objection to our request as veterinarian clinics are rated very low on ADTs. There are no veterinarian services in Ocean City, West Fenwick, or Fenwick Island, which are all growing areas along as well as the Route 54 corridor. We know that the clinic combined with the Heavenly Hound Hotel would be a perfect fit, and we would be providing a needed service to that community. We'd also be promoting the health and the safety and the welfare to many retirees, vacationers, especially all the residents along with their pets. And we thank the council for your consideration.
Question to the council.
Have you had responses from the neighbors? Any responses from the neighbors about your plans?
No, not really. I mean, the Brazers are actually our customers, and they also take care of our treatment of the backyard. And everybody thinks it's a good idea because they have to go so far for veterinary help right now. So it's been really a good idea.
Okay. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in favor of the application? Anyone here in favor of the application? One in favor? Do you wish to speak, ma'am?
No.
Okay. And do we have anyone here who wishes to speak in opposition to the application? Anyone here in opposition to the application? Hearing none, Mr. President, the public hearing may now be closed. Mm-hmm. And at the pleasure of council, the record may be closed as well.
Close public hearings, okay with council, close
yes.
public record?
Yes.
Ask Mr. Sharp to read the short title.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a veterinarian office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.52 acres more or less, for the reasons 1 through 6 and conditions 7A through G as set forth in the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendations.
Pleasure, Council.
I move for adoption.
Sir. Motion, Mr. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant conditional use number 2023 with the conditions as read in the public record and for the reasons. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
voting yes, as going along with the Planning and Zoning's research and work on this, and going along with the conditions and the reasons as stated.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes for the conditions. It's been kind of a commercial activity there for many years, and I don't believe this will change anything. So I'll vote yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning's recommendations and their conditions, and I'll vote yes too. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Now, I guess now would be a good time to take our 2-hour recess.
Yeah. It's somebody out there.
Yeah.
Might
not like that. Make a motion. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Do I have a second to take 2-hour recess?
Second.
Yes.
Or until Bob Stickles leaves.
I think I just defer till next week.
Oh,
month.
Next month.
Next
year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we're busy.
We're busy.
I'll second.
George, you want a second?
I'll take one after.
The good thing is, he's old and hard hearing, didn't hear anything.
Thank you.
I know he had. Are you okay with that?
Maybe he ought to be at the home of the Braves.
The next.